The Letsam estate has just had a replacement for all its, most of its front doors. Lots of people have nice new front doors when they deliver the leaflets. Everybody seems to have a nice door. It's good and strong. It keeps people out that you don't want in. And we need to be sure that our front door is like that. So it keeps us safe, makes us feel safe and secure, and our family inside are safe too. A door is very important in a house. And the door of the sheep pen is very important because the sheep need to be safe in the sheep pen. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the only door into the sheepfold. He is the only door into heaven, and there is no other. And Jesus is the way that we get into God's kingdom. And if we believe in him and trust in him, then we are safely in God's kingdom. So he acts as a kind of a door in that way. My own good deeds are no good to get into heaven. I have no good thing in myself. My door, so to speak, is one of those cheap doors from B&Q that has no strength and can be easily pushed in. It's one of those ones that you put on the internal doors where you could literally punch your way through it if you were that way inclined. So that's like my door. My door is no good. It's not safe. It's not secure. And it won't take me into the sheep pen anyway. But Jesus is the only reliable door, and I can trust in his goodness and his help. A sheep pen is for sheep. Only the sheep get in, not goats or not dogs or not any other animals, but only those who belong inside the fold. How do we know who these people are? Who are the sheep who are in the Lord Jesus' fold? Well, we don't know. You can't tell by looking at people. You only get in there if you go through the door, go through the Lord Jesus Christ. People who trust in Jesus are the sheep, and they are the ones who get into the sheep pen. And he is the only way. I wonder if we're willing to enter that sheepfold, or if we're trying to get in some other way, trying to earn some merits from God, trying to read the Bible, trying to say prayers that make us feel like we're doing holy things. But God is not impressed by any of those things. Those things are all the cheap door. If we're going to get into the sheepfold, we have to go in through the only door, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to put our faith in him. We have to trust him. We have to say sorry for our sins, and we have to trust him and go through his safe door. Those who are in the fold have many blessings. The sheep in the fold have many blessings. They are very safe. They are protected by the door. They have comfort and joy. They are peaceful in there. And people who are in that fold are forgiven. Their sins have all been dealt with. And they have a true faith in the Lord Jesus. And even though you may be a sheep, even though you might belong in the sheepfold, we do fail and we do fall. We make mistakes, we make bad mistakes. But the Lord Jesus is always willing to forgive us and pick us up and teach the right way. Anyone who comes to him, he is able to bring us in. It doesn't matter about our circumstances. It doesn't matter about our failures or whatever, our lack of faith. Yesterday, when I was getting ready to go out, I got myself in a bit of a state. I started thinking about things that were very worrying. I was worrying about, and I started getting a bit panicky about it. And I had to just sit myself down and say, hold on a minute, you know, come to the Lord Jesus and ask him, take your rest in him, and he will supply all that you need. And he does. He helps us to trust him, and he helps us to have peace. When there's danger, if I go through the door, then I will be safe. So the Lord Jesus is the door for me to get into his eternal kingdom. There's only one door that leads to safety. And I must exercise faith and humility and bend and go through the door. So when you look at your front door, ask yourself if you've entered through the door into the sheepfold.